again spend some money and go out again because you have some CSR money available. This is for the business about making it part of their business, because that makes it part of the business for a long term and makes it sustainable over time. And for the foundation, when we go into a community and try to look at how we can help create livelihood opportunities from a situation where we have refugees idle in a camp setting without the right to work, without the right to move around, well, that takes time. That takes time in terms of how you work with the government in that country. It takes time in how you work with a whole local community. It takes time in terms of how you make investments and build opportunities. And if you're not willing to be there for a long term, it's probably not worth it, because it takes time to make these transitions from dependence to self-reliance. And I have to say, as a foundation, this has become very important to us, and we learned that from IKEA, because what's really made IKEA successful, that's a lot of different things, but two things that made IKEA very successful is being willing to take the long-term perspective and making long-term investments, and also building strong relationships. So over many of these years, we've built relationships to very important partners. Several of them are here in the room today. And we worked with UNHCR for 10 years. And when we started working with UNHCR and self-reliance and livelihood, that was pretty hard, because they didn't know how to do it, and we didn't know how to do it, and the implementing partners didn't know how to do it. But because we sat in there for a long time, and we actually worked together, we learned together, and we developed this, now we have a model that we probably are ready to replicate in other places, because we've shown what works. But